Warning. This program may contain language that could offend some listeners. Fur Affinity News is an independent production and does not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Fur Affinity staff.
Hello and welcome to Fur Affinity News, bringing you the highlights of Fur Affinity and the furry art community. I am your ever birdie host, Two Griffin, and if I ever decide to commit suicide, I'll spray Bimbo vagina scent in my ears and let Tiger Woods suck out my brain. Well, dear listeners, I have a question to pose for you. What would the furry fandom be like without drama? Boring, am I right? Without drama, the furry fandom would be what? A responsible group of anthropomorphic-based art fans maturely sharing ideas and creatively growing as a community? Well, that's just wrong! We're furries, and on the oceans of life, you just have to fill your sails with the winds of wah and set course for the nearest undiscovered live journal. That's why the staff of FAN, in other words me, are dedicated to bringing you the latest delicious bits of irrelevant sniveling and infantile caterwauling, because without that, life just isn't as fun. Speaking of which, screw the Oscars, because the biggest outbreaks of drama were right here in the furry fandom over the past few weeks. I heard that Anthrocon even wound up in the middle of some drama. Word is that Anthrocon banned two people from attending the convention. One of them was reportedly a guy who actually uploaded videos of himself harassing Anthrocon security and destroying hotel property. And the other was a person who absolutely refused not to wear a live loaded pistol on the hip of his fursuit while walking around downtown Pittsburgh. Well, this seems like a no-brainer, right? Yeah, I mean, banhammer for Billy the Kid and Boy Blunder. But the problem was, when these two found out about it, they were actually surprised. It seemed to come as a complete shock to them that a convention they went out of their way to piss off would actually chuck them out the door. So what did they do? They made this sound. And then they were like, Anthrocon sucks. And their friends were like, yeah. And then they were like, furries suck too. And they were like, yeah. And then they were like, I didn't want to go to Anthrocon anyway. And they were like, yeah. And then they were like, furries take themselves way too seriously. Yeah. Which, of course, was my favorite part, because I love to watch people taking themselves far too seriously about furries taking themselves far too seriously. It tastes like irony and joy. So should these guys have been banned? Hell, I don't know. What the fuck do I look like, a jury? And don't get me wrong, I would carry a rocket launcher if I could. But what I do know is that if you try to piss off a convention enough, they're eventually gonna tell you to GTFO. And then it just kinda looks silly if you get all butthurt about it, since you were pretty much asking for it. The moral of the story is, in the words of the great ancient philosopher Confucius, he who is obnoxious will end up jerking off in the shower alone and cry. And don't ask me what it means, but it's from China, so it's gotta be good. So here's a question for you. How organized is your furry art collection? Hey, I've got one. I know you've got one. Probably gigs upon gigs of sloppy, messy, dripping, soul-condemning, Satan-laughing, baby-Jesus-crying, perfectly innocent furry drawings, right? Of course you do. Hey, I don't know about you, but if I printed out my collection, I could build a wall of furry art so thick it could stop a runaway Toyota. Which would be a hell of a thing to try to explain to your insurance company. The problem is, if you came to me and said, hey, dude, show me a picture of an anthropomorphic, hyperphallic water buffalo slapping a one-legged Filipino bar waitress across the face with his nuts, well, it might take me an hour or so to find it. And that's exactly why a German fur named Klau has developed a program called Yif Index, and the grand release date was this last week. Quoted from the development website, Yif Index is an imaging index program specifically for furries and furries in denial. The main function of Yif Index is tagging furry images with information like who drew them, what's on them, what species are in the pic, and so on. And that's exactly what it does. You tell the program where your furry art is, and then you click on your image files and input the data about what's in the picture. The program builds a database on your computer, and then all you have to do to find what you're looking for is search for it. But the best part is that you can even upload your database to a server, and your tagging information can go into a universal furry art indexing project. I tried the program out myself over the last few days, and I have to say it's really giving me some tingles in my naughty place. It's still a bit rough around the edges, but it's a work in progress, and Klau is very eager to start getting feedback on it. Best of all, he's giving it away for free. You can download the files from yifindex.net.tf. Personally, I think he's done a wonderful job on it. Three cheers for another furry who's devoted a lot of time and effort to making our lives as furries just a little bit easier. And thank you to Klau for sending this announcement to FAN. For those fans out there of Fursuit TV, it's time to wish them a happy birthday. Last Saturday the 6th was Fursuit TV's 4th birthday, and they celebrated by running a special 3-hour show. I wasn't able to watch the whole thing, but from what I did see, it looked like everyone was having a lot of Fursuit fun. Now, for those of you who don't know what Fursuit TV is, let me tell you, you're really missing out on some fun. The show is created by Tim Daru, a French fursuiter who also has a nice video camera. And I know what you're thinking, a fursuiter with a camera, I bet he's totally making some with the penis all over the
with horns and
but you'd be wrong. Actually, you're probably right, but that's not what Fursuit TV is about. Every month, Tim Drew takes fun fursuiting videos from TV commercials, pieces of movies, and shots from recent furry events that he took himself and puts them all into a wonderful buffet of squee known as Fursuit TV. For those of you who've been to Eurofurrents and seen the wonderful furry programming the convention pipes through the TV systems, well, that's the kind of thing we're talking about. In general, it's fairly innocent stuff, at least for furries it is. If you show it to your parents, the reproductive systems will probably fall out of their bodies just to make sure they never have another freak like you. Ultimately, it's a fun thing to watch with your furry friends. There's even a chat room for it where you can log on, chill out, and watch the latest broadcasts and see all the new furry stuff Tim Drew has dug up. I recommend it with all of my faith. In convention news, don't forget that Furry Week in Atlanta is quickly coming upon us again. Ooh, which sounds a lot like something you'd yell if there was a macro fur around. But it's not as gooey as it sounds. All it means is that starting on the 25th of this month, a very kick-ass furry event will be taking place in Atlanta, Georgia. This year's theme for FWA is Carnival. Now, whether they mean a carnival like Cirque du Soleil shit with wild costumes and teams of lesbian badgers juggling pieces of dead cat, or the kind of carnival with drunken ride operators running around trying to buy sex from teenage boys with a half a sandwich, I don't know. But what I do know is that FWA has always been a kick-ass event to attend, and if you miss it, then you're probably going to be missing one of the best furry events this year. It just so happens that I will be there to do stand-up comedy for you, along with performances from Uncle Kage and the person I believe is the best musician in the furry fandom, Matt Ebel. The guest of honor will be Cammy Cheetah, and there promises to be more celebrities and artists around than you can fill a Mexican clown car with on a Saturday night. So, if you haven't done it already, go get registered and start packing your bags for Atlanta. If you'd like more information, you can find it at Furry Weekend Atlanta's website at furryweekend.com. Back right after the break.
So I was totally grooving on it, you know, and then we get... Whoa, it's aliens!
Greetings, Earthling!
Welcome to Earth, green eyeball dudes!
We are looking for furries!
Whoa, am I stoned?
Yes!
Okay.
We need furries for our experiments. Where can we find them?
You should go to Antheria, dudes.
What is this, Antheria, dudes?
No, dudes, Antheria. It's the newest anthropomorphics convention in Los Angeles.
There will be furries at this Antheria?
Shaw, dudes. There'll be lots of furries there, including special performances from Uncle Kage and To the Rent and Griffin. There's even going to be a music concert from Matt Ebel, and their guest of honor is Stan Sakai, you know, that dude who helped create Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I hear it's going to be a bitchin' party, you know?
When will be this bitchin' party?
It starts October 1st at the LAX Westin Hotel. You can get more information at antheria.org.
Excellent. We shall obtain some furries so that we can test our new anal probes.
Whoa, that was cool.
Antheria featuring Matt Ebel, Stan Sakai, and Uncle Kage. October 1st through the 3rd at the LAX Westin Hotel in Los Angeles, California. Check out Antheria's special AirTran travel discounts at antheria.org.
Hey there, this is Matthew Ebel, otherwise known as Hallie of Furpine. And you are listening to Fur Affinity News. In case you missed my shows at FWA and Megaplex, I wanted to let you know where you can get some of my music absolutely free. Yeah, free. As in screw taxes, screw the layoffs, I'm getting something for nothing, free. All you have to do is sign up for my mailing list at MatthewEbel.com. I'll send you a song from each of my last three albums. If you like what you hear, of course, you can always get more at MatthewEbel.com or on iTunes, Amazon, or at one of my live shows. Speaking of which, I'd better get back to the studio. I'm working on new tunes for my subscribers right now. So once again, I'll see you at MatthewEbel.com. Oh, and did I mention free music? Yeah, I think you got the idea by now.
Hey, nice tackle, Steve.
Thanks. Say, Adam, your butt doesn't seem as firm as usual. Is anything wrong?
Oh, you noticed, huh?
Right away.
Oh, Steve, it's my local comic shop. They closed down, and the one across town doesn't carry my favorite anthropomorphics comics. I've felt droopy ever since.
Hey, you know, the same thing happened to me.
To you? But your butt's as firm as ever. How do you do it?
Rabbit Valley.
Rabbit Valley?
Rabbit Valley.
Rabbit Valley?
Rabbit Valley Comics. They have hundreds of the best anthropomorphics comics, and you can order them all online.
You mean no more trips to the comic store?
That's right. Rabbit Valley will send them right to your door.
Well, that's great, but you know I like hentai, too.
Rabbit Valley has hentai. Books, art prints, games, toys, they have everything an anthropomorphics fan needs, and you can get it all online. Rabbit Valley accepts all the major credit cards, and they ship all over the world. Just go to their website at rabbitvalley.com, and you'll see how easy it is.
Wow, I can practically feel my butt getting perky again already.
Hey, with Rabbit Valley, you'll be a... tight end in no time. Rabbit Valley Comics. www.rabbitvalley.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. This week's featured artist is Cerberus. Now, one of the main reasons to have a featured artist is to highlight an amazing artist whose work doesn't really fit into any of the other award categories. For instance, if you were an artist that worked in camel scabs, or perhaps if your passion was interpretive leprosy, then, you know, you might deserve an award for your work on FAN. The problem is, we don't have awards for these things, and that's how an artist winds up being featured on our show. So, for those of you who don't know about her, Cerberus's art is animation. And hey, believe you me, I will turn into a squealing, cartwheeling little girl the day there are enough furries producing animation that we need an animation award. But until then, there's just no point, because Cerberus would win every godforsaken one of them. Cerberus is the kind of artist you instantly look at it and go, what the hell is she doing here with us in all this goo? But to be honest, I hope no one here tells her she's too good for the fandom, because her work is absolutely amazing to watch. Now, don't get any commission ideas. Quite a few people have begged her on bended knee to animate their character, with cost being no object. But alas, Cerberus is a free spirit. She's going to slash a path of wanton destruction through the fandom in just the way she wants to do it, and we get to be around for the ride. So if you can, I suggest you go check out Cerberus's gallery. It's a lot of fun, especially with mayonnaise. And now it's time for the FAN Art Awards. But before I get to the awards, I'd like to announce a few changes. For those of you who've heard the program before and have talked with me in the forums, this probably won't surprise you. And for those of you who don't listen to the program, I will notify you via evil mind control beam, because you're not listening. First, I know it'll piss some of you off, but FAN will no longer be doing a Best Music Award. I know a lot of you out there like the music your fellow furries are making, and so do I. There are furry musicians out there right now that are rocking the foundations of my balls, and they deserve some props for it. But the plain truth is, fairly reviewing just the last hour of music submitted to FA can take a whole day sometimes. It's just completely out of the scope of what the staff of FAN, in other words me, can accomplish. So from this point on, the FAN Awards will be dedicated exclusively to just one of the many wonderful art forms furries have to offer, and that art form is visual art. And to make sure we do it right, we've added new categories for awards, and we're even going to list the runners-up in the program entry so you can discover even more of the great images floating around on Fur Affinity. So let's get to it. The cute award this week goes to Lovebird V-Day by Magak. It was a tough choice on this one, but in the end, this damn thing was going to eat my soul. Look at it. Go on and look. Can't you see its hunger for your immortal essence in its beckoning eye? It's there. You know what's written on the back of that little heart? You know what's there? I'll tell you what's there. I'll devour your gods. That's what's there. Damn thing is going to take over the universe, and I wanted to give it an award before it eats me. The comedy award this week goes to Blarg Flowers by Random Dragon. This picture is actually the first to be nominated in three categories in one show. I don't know if it's frightening, adorable, or just weird, but it's funny, I know that. If I could choose a superpower, I would totally want to be able to spontaneously puke flowers on the dude sitting next to me. It might not be good for stopping crime, but you'd sure as fuck stand out in a crowd. The WTF award this week goes to Overdrive by NecroDrone13. You know how you can go to the freezer and you get some ice cream out and you put it in a bowl, and then you remember, oh crap, you accidentally left your neighbor's kid on the barbecue, so you run outside and you get all distracted by the time, and by the time you get back to your ice cream, it's kind of soft and melty in the bottom of the bowl, and it looks like a nuclear accident and shit. Imagine if that happened to sex, and that's what this picture is like. I can't really tell what's going on, but I'm pretty sure there's some sex in there. Some melty sex. The Melty Sex Award to NecroDrone13. Melty. The Hot Award this week goes to Belated Valentine Persist by Ivy Beth. Can someone please give me the number where I can order one of these, please? I mean, I don't care. He's got a tank top on. He looks like he's about ready to beat his wife, and I still want to be his wife. I'll admit that the Hot Award was a tough choice this week. It was even hard to get it just down to three of them. But this is, I would fight my own mother for this guy. But just don't tell her I said that. The Prawn Award for the show goes to Vince's Idea of a Frat Party by Zicerone. And it wins the award not just because it's prawn, but because it's an entire room full of prawn. This is like the Where's Waldo of prawn, and he's probably in there too, I just haven't found him yet. Some might wonder if it's healthy to put this much detail into a picture of sloppy cartoon fucking, but you can't argue with it too much, because it's prawn. I predict this will make baby Jesus cry. The Best Sketch Award this week goes to An Eye by Hibbery. One of our new categories here, this award goes to the best uncolored single media drawing. I'm not sure what this creature is. He seems to look like some kind of dragon, but if I had something like that around me, people would think I was cool, unless it was eating me, in which case I would just fail. But no matter what it is, the picture was done in ballpoint pen, and it's certainly the best sketch I've seen since the last show. The best color award this week goes to Goldbust by Blotch. Another new category, obviously for the best use of color. Hey, if we're going to have the best use of not color, then we have to have the best use of color too, right? And looking at this picture, the amount of work that went into the coloring must have been painstaking. Certainly worthy of the first best color award. Best style this week goes to Transient by Hibbery. Very lovely work, wonderful balance, and I personally love the colors used. And congratulations to Hibbery for winning two awards in the same show. The Best Character Award this week goes to Accidental Wolf Portrait by Silver One. Oh my god! Oh my freaking god! Why couldn't Silver One have designed the universe? Why? This picture is absolutely freaking unreal, amazing, gorgeous! Silver One, if you're listening, I demand that you become God. I nominate Silver One for God, okay? This is not only the best character I've seen since the last show, I think this is probably the best character drawing I've seen in the last decade. That's all I have to say. Oh my freaking god! And finally, the best art award this week goes to Chasing Dragon by Negger. What can I say? Beautiful, wonderful, inspiring work. This picture captures a moment in time that could never happen in our world, but because of artists like this, it can certainly happen in our imagination. Congratulations to Negger for winning the best art award for this show, and congratulations to all of our award winners. Run out and tell them they've won, and give them a big, mushy FAN hug. And that should about wrap it up for this show. If you have any announcements about the furry art world, whether it's a fur meet, website opening, or an event related to furry art, please send an email to 2@ranting-griffin.com. Also, remember that advertising slots are still open on our show for you furry artists and business owners out there. That's all we have for you for this show. We hope you'll join us again in the next edition of FA News. I'm 2 Griffin, and your furry art tip for the week is, when in doubt, draw bunnies on fire. See you next time.